Chapter 20, Team Dynamics. As a tech lead, you have broad scope to shape the team's dynamics, such as improving health and morale and solving conflicts. But how do you use this influence to create a healthy, well-functioning team? In this chapter, we cover 1. Healthy teams. 2. Unhealthy teams. 3. Teams with growing pains. 4. Improving team dynamics. 5. Relationships with other teams. 1. Healthy teams. What makes a team healthy? Here are characteristics I've consistently observed in teams which perform well. Clarity. In a healthy team, it's clear why the team exists, what its goals are, and how to achieve them. Clarity starts with the leadership, the tech lead, engineering manager, and product manager. They provide clarity by consistently communicating with team members. One easy way to know if there is clarity is to ask engineers what the team's goals are and why these goals exist. If everyone gives roughly the same answer, there is clarity. If not, it's worth asking why people gave different answers. Execution. The team gets things done. This means shipping projects, features, products, and services in a way that's visible to stakeholders. We have dug into what it means to get things done as an engineer, and how it's a combination of good work and communicating this work to others. The same applies to healthy teams. As a tech lead, you tend to play an outsized role in helping the team do good work and ensuring organizational stakeholders know about it. Good morale. Healthy teams have good morale and people feel positive about coming to work. A few indicators of good morale. Engaged teammates. People are invested in their work, contribute ideas, and help one another. Mutual support. There's camaraderie, and it's common for team members to help a teammate when needed. Low attrition. Few team members leave the team, even when there's an opportunity. Positive atmosphere. There's good energy within the team, and members are motivated to get things done. Healthy communication. Civilized and constructive communication is a baseline for healthy teams. People are respectful of each other, even in difficult situations. Communication is open and respectful, and there's mutual trust between engineers, the engineering manager, product manager, and other core members. Every team has conflicts, but on healthy teams, these are handled constructively. There's no real drama, at least nothing that's not quickly resolved. People are open to challenging each other to create better solutions, and do this respectfully and constructively. For example, code and design reviews contain useful, non-judgmental feedback. An engaged team. Everyone contributes to the team and takes part in planning and the work itself. Nobody is left out or does significantly less than others. Junior members and new joiners are invited to participate. Team members feel safe being themselves and are comfortable enough to be vulnerable in front of others. 2. Unhealthy teams. Unhealthy teams are by definition the opposite of healthy ones. Indicators that a team is unhealthy include lack of clarity, poor execution, unconstructive conflict handling, absence of communication and trust, unconstructive feedback, lack of psychological safety. Not all team members contribute. Let's look at common reasons why teams become unhealthy. Why teams are unhealthy and how to address this. Poor management. This is often subjective, but can involve a manager neglecting team dynamics for too long, having favorites, being inconsistent in their expectations of team members, letting their biases overly influence them, micromanaging, and much more. It tends to be easy enough to notice poor management, as team members frequently discuss irritating practices among themselves. Changing this, of course, is hard. If the manager is open to feedback, then as a tech lead, you could have success in sharing constructive ways for the manager to get on top of things. However, tread carefully, because it's ultimately the responsibility of the team manager to put healthy management practices in place. A brilliant jerk on the team. One experienced engineer who's a bad apple can be one too many, especially if the manager protects them because they worry about losing the expertise this jerk brings. However, a brilliant jerk tends to damage team morale and dynamics. As a tech lead, if you notice this situation, it's advisable to handle it and not let it fester. You can try giving feedback to the jerk team member in question. If this doesn't succeed, you'll likely have to approach their manager because they have more tools than you for dealing with this issue, including performance management approaches. Lack of skills on the team. A team can have poor output when team members lack the skills or experience to execute. It could be a missing technology skill set, for example, working on a Go codebase when most team members lack experience in this language. As a tech lead, you can invest in guiding and mentoring others or make training suggestions. If you lack a needed skill, there's little excuse for not acquiring it as an experienced engineer. Time may be an obvious impediment to this, but if it's critical that the team has expertise, then making time to acquire the skill during working hours may be a large enough priority for you to do proactively without getting permission first. Lack of feedback or empty feedback. On a team whose members don't share feedback, people will be unaware of how their behavior affects others. The same is true when feedback is overly generic and avoids pointing out problems to be addressed. I've worked on a team with a brilliant jerk whom everyone avoided. Later, I learned nobody gave them feedback about this. When a peer told this person, their behavior changed. While there's no excuse for a manager to not give feedback to their direct reports, as a tech lead, you can consider providing constructive feedback, which helps people recognize when their actions negatively affect the team. Unclear direction. A team whose direction and goals change frequently or are unclear tends to be a confused, less healthy team. As a tech lead, you should ensure the direction of the team and project are clear and aim to minimize disruption. Treading water. There are teams which work really hard but still get barely anything done. They are usually busy putting out fires and have to do a huge amount of work just to keep the lights on, KTLO. Team stakeholders get irritated and assume the team must be slacking when the opposite is true. As a tech lead, if you observe your team treading water, bring this up with management and put a plan in place to break free from KTLO. This could mean stopping product work for a short amount of time and addressing the root cause of the busy work. It could mean passing on ownership of systems that should no longer reside with the team. It could mean many things, so sit down with the team's engineering and product leadership and find a way to break the cycle. One efficient solution for when a team is treading water is to limit the work in progress. In the book, An Elegant Puzzle, engineering executive Will Larson suggests this. When treading water, the system fix is to add processes to consolidate the team's efforts to finish more things and reduce concurrent work until they're able to begin repaying debt. For example, limit work in progress. Tactically, the focus here is helping folks transition from a personal view of productivity to a team view. Excessive context switching. A team in which almost everyone works on several things at once tends to get few things done and even does these poorly. This is a subset of treading water, but is easier to spot. As a tech lead, learn what people are working on. If you observe most teammates balancing several important things at once, offer them help with prioritizing and provide cover so that team members can work on the highest priority task. Finishing something before starting anything new is a helpful approach. Too much process. If a team operates with too much red tape, it can feel like a huge effort to get simple things done, such as changing code or using a new tool. This can pull down team efficiency and morale and cause more attrition. As a tech lead, you're in a strong position to push back on unnecessary processes and cut down on red tape. You're also in a position to educate team members on which processes are important to follow. But who says those processes cannot be simplified or automated? Challenge tedious, time-consuming manual processes. Consider that some of the largest tech companies in the world don't annoy engineers with poor processes. Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon invest plenty of time, effort, and money in automating a bunch of their engineering processes, so perhaps you can push for initiatives that replace processes with automation. Lack of structure. Too much process is rarely a good thing, but zero process can be challenging for teams with inexperienced engineers. If you find yourself on such a team, putting up basic guardrails could be a good idea, with the intent to remove them as the team matures. Automated guardrails are easier to follow and more durable than manual ones, but manual guardrails are easier to put in place. For example, if most people on the team skip writing tests and bugs keep creeping in, then as a first step, you could suggest as guidance that for any new code going forward, tests should be written for code that changes the business logic. Alternatively, you could add automation to the CI system, which checks the code coverage of pull requests and adds an automated warning when test coverage decreases with a pull request. Reviewers might ignore the warning, but this automation will make it harder to neglect testing, assuming the team wants this area to be a focus. Plagued by tech debt. If tech debt goes unaddressed for too long, even simple things like modifying a feature or making a seemingly small change to a system can take longer or break the system, resulting in more time spent fixing things. A team with too much tech debt will start treading water and get bogged down in dealing with increasingly fragile systems. Structural reasons teams struggle. There are times when a tech lead can do little to change the circumstances which make a team unhealthy, including too much attrition. Too many people leave in a short period, or people with key knowledge and skills depart and leave a gap. Reasons for attrition are numerous, including bad luck or deep problems at company level or in engineering management. The most sensible thing to do when attrition spikes is to renegotiate expectations because the team can't deliver the same quantity or quality of work as before. Too many new joiners. Counterintuitively, when a team has an influx of new joiners, execution can slow down due to onboarding. If new joiners enthusiastically get involved in projects, then the pace could well pick up. But the output temporarily drops while they learn the nuts and bolts of systems, often by making mistakes and learning from them. Junior-heavy teams. A team lacking experience in execution suffers. As a tech lead, you can do plenty of things to increase the team's skill set and experience, but not overnight. Things that tend to help are pairing with engineers, reviewing their work and giving feedback. Code reviews tend to become important. Pulling in more experienced engineers for a short time to help up-level the team, or getting mentorship for engineers whom you don't have time to support. A sudden change in direction. When the team unexpectedly changes direction, the pace of execution usually drops. Changing direction means the team needs to wind down old work and start planning the new approach. All of this is normal. As a tech lead, you need to set the expectations with stakeholders and leadership that the team needs a breather to realign itself, after which execution will be back on track. 3. Teams with growing pains. There are teams that look healthy but have growing, unseen problems. If these aren't addressed, they could pull down the team to become unhealthy. Growing pains include the following categories. Silent conflicts and hallway rumors. It appears a team has no conflicts among members and that communication is civilized. However, below the surface, silent conflicts are playing out and cliques are being formed. The manager of the team, and even some team members, may be blissfully unaware of this. The longer that conflicts brew, the more they can hurt productivity. As a tech lead, if you notice this, it's helpful to alert your manager, who has the best tools for dealing with it. But don't rely exclusively on them. Attempt to clear the air with the parties involved by using your judgment and leveraging the trust they have in you. Silently growing execution problems. The team is executing well, but doing so is becoming harder. This could be due to tech debt mounting up fast, operational work taking over product work, people nearing burnout, and other reasons. As a tech lead, don't wait until these problems spill over and hamper team performance. Try to ease the problems by starting with the most pressing ones. Good work going unnoticed. Some team members do great work, often outside the team. However, their manager is unaware of it. And not only do they not recognize this additional work, but they think these team members are less productive than their teammates. As a tech lead, aim to get a good understanding of work that people on the team do. Have this good work recognized, even if it's outside the team. You're in one of the best positions to shine a light on unnoticed work, so use your influence to do so. Growing attrition risk. It's not uncommon for team members to know when a teammate is trying to leave the team, but for the manager to be clueless about this. If you find out, what do? Tell the manager or stay silent. This is a delicate situation, as there's a chance the person in question won't depart. It's worth talking to them to understand the root cause of them seeking opportunities elsewhere, and if possible, to try and address the reason. If their motive is financial, there's not much you can do as a tech lead. But if they feel close to burning out due to continuously putting out fires, this is something you can help with, for this person and the whole team. A senior-heavy team without enough challenges. A rarer situation is when a team has lots of seniority but too few challenges. Such teams can have too many cooks spoiling the broth, and conflicts arise over opportunities to work on impactful, interesting projects. Dynamics can get especially complicated if engineers have the same promotion ambition as each other, which is tied to delivering projects and being able to claim impact. Performance management is rarely your responsibility as a tech lead, but it's sensible to raise such concerns with the responsible manager. 4. Improving team dynamics. As a tech lead, you are probably in the best position among individual contributors on the team to improve team dynamics. You're likely one of the more experienced people and already have responsibility for some projects, which means you have some informal authority. Here are approaches for using your position to improve team dynamics. First, observe. Start by observing the dynamics of the team. Don't jump into fixing anything immediately, especially if you're new to the team. Get a sense of how the team is doing, which areas feel unhealthy, and what are the unhealthy parts. As an exercise, make a list of healthy and unhealthy characteristics from earlier in this chapter and apply them to your team. What do you see? Record the 3 best things about your team and 3 areas for improvement. Alternatively, consider running a team exercise where everyone reflects on areas they think are going well and those which could be improved. Talk privately with team members for a better feel of things. Engineering managers regularly use one-on-one meetings to talk with their direct reports and to get a sense of how things are really going. People tend to be more candid in private settings. Consider doing one-on-ones with team members. Not necessarily regularly, like managers typically do, but at least as one-offs. When in private, ask what they think works well and what the biggest issues are. Listen to their challenges and how they see things. It's a lot easier to do this by building up trust first. There's no shortcut, but having the backs of teammates, helping them out in selfless ways, and not eroding trust all go a long way. Then, improve dynamics. Reduce negative interactions in group settings when possible. In meetings and other group settings, how do the dynamics play out? Do some people dominate discussions while others take a back seat? And does conflict happen in the open or in private? When negative dynamics are at play, consider actions to remove negative interactions from group settings. For example, if an argument between 2 team members gets heated, consider cooling it down by helping to lower heightened emotions and focus on solving the problem at hand. After all, you have seniority, and so if you act as a bystander to unprofessional behavior, you effectively endorse it. Get team members involved in relevant discussions. I've observed 2 types of engineering teams. Team A. Experienced engineers make decisions without involving other team members. They then present these decisions as the plan to follow. Team B. Experienced engineers come up with a proposal, but involve other team members or present their reasoning and give teammates the chance to make suggestions or challenge decisions. Which team works more efficiently? You could argue that when time is short, Team A will probably move faster by spending less time discussing topics on which less experienced engineers will have less input. But which team has the better dynamics? I'd argue that a team in which everyone, including inexperienced engineers, feels included and has their voice heard, has healthier dynamics. As a tech lead, you'll have the opportunity to shape the team's culture to be like Team A or Team B. Balance the need for efficiency with involving less experienced engineers so they see how decisions are made and can contribute to decision-making. Solve the most pressing health problem or escalate it to your manager. Once you have a feel for how things are going on the team, you'll recognize the most pressing issues. These could be an overly dominant team member, a lack of direction, or anything else. Attempt a solution by using the trust and authority you have on the team. In some cases, you'll be able to solve things by talking with people or giving feedback. Leading by example can also help. But there will be times when you can't solve a pressing problem. Your manager is ultimately responsible for team dynamics, so escalate to them when you don't have the tools to fix something. As a tech lead, not every problem is yours to solve. For example, a colleague with performance issues isn't your problem. That's on your manager. Suggest solutions to your manager rather than presenting a list of problems. Also, try not to surprise them with problems from nowhere. If you have regular catch-ups, flag issues you notice early so they don't grow into bigger problems. 5. Relationships with other teams. A healthy team is not just healthy on the inside. It has healthy relationships with other teams, too. As a tech lead, you are influential in helping shape these relationships. Put simply, if you have a productive relationship with engineers, product folks, and stakeholders on other teams, then you'll be much better able to help your team get things done. We cover tactics for working better with other engineering teams in Part 3, Chapter 12, Collaboration and Teamwork, and Part 5, Chapter 22, Collaboration. On top of the advice in those sections, also consider the following approaches for building healthy relationships with other teams. Catch up with engineering project leads on other teams. Make time to grab lunch or have a catch-up meeting, in person or on a call, with project leads, who could be fellow tech leads or senior or staff engineers. Discuss how things are going at their end, what's going well, and what challenges they have. Share information about what's happening on your team, and offer to help with their challenges if possible. Speak to engineering managers or product managers on other teams. Every now and then, it's helpful to get to know managers on teams which you frequently work with. Follow the advice in Chapter 18, Stakeholder Management, in the Learning from Stakeholders subsection. Consider verbal, not written communication for problematic situations. Your team will undoubtedly face problems related to other teams. For example, you could be frustrated that a promised API change has not materialized, or that the team rejected a pull request which changed a part of the codebase they own. When such conflicts arise, take the opportunity to get in touch with another engineer on that team in person or via a video call. By talking, you can avoid the misunderstandings that plague written communication channels like chat or email. Also, talking with someone you don't know will help resolve the problem at hand and also build a more personal relationship. When it comes to strengthening relations with other teams, it really is good to talk.